Okay, this is interesting picture. It says what?
Bulldozer.
Bulldozer. What is this guy?
Toad.
Bull toad. Yeah. Bull toad. And what is this?
Tadpoles.
Yeah, tadpoles. Yeah, okay. What kind of situation are they in this?
They're drying up.
Yeah. So what is this guy doing?
Making a path.
Hmm?
Making a path for the water.
See? Yes.
Canal.
Yeah, he's
Oh, wow. Bulldozing.
Yeah, he's a bulldozing to make canal to have water, you know. Isn't that interesting? According to explanation right here, it says the female only lay eggs and leave. It's a father. They keep on watching, you know. And so a car went by, and this, you know, the water here was drained. So that's why there's a next, what do you call it? Next, puddle, okay. And this guy is making canal to supply the water there. This we call, if you say this bull toad is very wise, then you have problem, okay. Okay, you know, like scientists say that, they are very what? Very clever, you know? And in Edinburgh University, in England, they did experiment with pigs, you know, domestic pigs. And as most of people believe, the domestic pigs, they do not really discriminate, right? They eat whatever it is given, you know. Is that true? They found out that's not true. They just eat indiscriminately? No. They found out only being eating indiscriminately is human being. Even pigs don't do that. See? So, as they were, you know, investigating, they found out pigs really, let's say if you give very artificially made high protein, like a 70% protein diet, then they only eat amount of protein they need. So then they don't eat anymore, even though they are still hungry, you know. So when the amount of protein is fulfilled, they don't eat anymore. Until scientists provide other food, which is low protein and other, you know, nutrients. So even pig, so the Edinburgh scientist says, pig can control their protein intake. Can pig control their protein intake? That's the fact, isn't it? Yeah, because according to the fact, they do. Yeah, they do. I call this kind of observation and statement mother-in-law phenomena. Do you know why I say this? When I went to friend's home, and mother-in-law came from Korea. And mother-in-law didn't see this son-in-law. I mean grandson, for, you know, 5 years. He became 5 years old, and finally, this mother-in-law came to see her grandson. And her grandson, it was in early 1970s, right? Even in 1970s, Korea was very poor and behind. And And then this little boy was playing with remote control toy car. Okay. And at that time in Korea, in early 70s, you cannot imagine that kind of toy exist. Okay. So this Korean mother-in-law came, the grandma came, and she's looking at the car. It's strange, you know. Car was coming straight toward her, then go around her, you know. Then go back to her grandson. The little boy was remote controlling. This grandma has no idea whatsoever about remote controlling. Okay. Guess what grandma said? My, America is a tremendous country. Even toy cars know what they're doing. When I read the paper from Edinburgh University, scientists put the title of their paper, "The Pig Can Discriminate Their Protein Intake." I said, the Edinburgh scientists are at same level as mother-in-law. Right? When you don't know God, your level could not be higher than mother-in-law level, really. No matter how smart you may be. Can you see that point? Yes. So we are so glad now to know there is a wisdom of God, right? So, this is wisdom of God, giving spark to this bull toad to do this, you know? Yeah. So, this is so that's why I thought this is so cute, you know? And now, we talked about cancer, okay? And let me show you another interesting aspect of the cancer and the immune system. And we learned about immune system, we learned about T cells, right? Okay, look at it. This is T cell, see? T cell. This is what? A cancer cell. Okay. Now, cancer patients, they also do have T cells, right? The T cells' original job, which was assigned by God, and which is programmed in the gene, is to kill the cancer cell, right? But strangely enough, most cancer patients' T cells are not doing that job, you know? Even though they have that gene to make lymphotoxin or lymphokine to destroy the cancer cell. And scientists were really curious, why? Why cancer patients, T cells, even though they meet, they encounter the cancer cell, they don't do anything. Just like this situation, look. Okay. This is T cell, okay? This is cancer cell. Now, so in this situation, T cell finds cancer cell, then what T cell does is shake hands with the T cells. Hey, cancer cell, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah. That's it. Then T cell says, okay, one more time. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing, cancer?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Okay, have a good time. Bye.
See you.
Yeah, see you. T cell just leave. That's what's happening in cancer patient's body. See? Why? Why? All those wonderful genes in the T cell, which supposed to produce some substance to kill the cancer cell, is not doing anything. It's not getting activated. Just say, okay, hi, bye. have a good time. You know. Why?
Why?
Why? Do you know why? Why? So you can answer me now. Why?
It's not getting the message. Like
the gene which produce substance to kill cancer is not
needed.
Why they are not activated?
Not needed.
Why not? That's your answer is correct, but the point is why not?
You don't believe.
Huh? Because this cancer patient still living cancer lifestyle. Yeah. Smoking. Getting stressed, you know, and angry. Hating, you know, and producing lots of superoxide radical, still damaging their own gene. So, if you're a T cell, how would you figure? Well, this person don't want to kill the cancer cell, right? He is trying to make more cancer cells. So, T cell responds to the what? Message, to the meaning from your life. Okay, so T cell says, well, according to the T cell's own feeling, this man is keep on killing them, right? And they're sort of encouraging cancer cell to develop and live well. So that's why this T cell figures that, okay, this man loves cancer cell. That's why T cell passed by cancer cell. Okay, this is now your turn. Okay. Hi, cancer.
Hi there, how are you?
How are you? And how are you doing nowadays?
I'm fine, getting fatter every day.
That's right. Is this guy still smoking?
Not this guy.
Pretend.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this is what's going on. Right? See, isn't that interesting? We never knew this. We never understood this before. So if your lifestyle is not changing, T cell does not really care. Yeah. Why? Because your lifestyle per se is damaging to the T cell. It is more beneficial for the cancer cells. Isn't that interesting? Then scientists lately, very recently, they found this Y upside down, a structure called CD28. Okay. And scientists did not know what they're there for. Okay. And here you have a purple receptor. This purple receptor is a T cell's receptor which recognizes cancer cell. Okay. So they do handshake. Hi, cancer.
Hi there.
So, okay. Yeah. But what is the CD28? This was very interesting. What they're doing there? Why they're there for? And then you know what? Look at this. Yeah. In next situation, it is a cancer cell produced some stuff called the B7. So cancer cell produces B7 protein, okay, the new protein. Then they sort of, they bring it to the CD28. This time it is a cancer, you know, a cancer cell is saying, I have something for you, which is a B7. Then when this CD28 from T cell recognize that, then guess what? Then destruction of cancer cell. Finally, cancer cell produces this kind of a cancer cell killing substance like this and inject into them and then kill the cancer cell. Wow. So then what is B7? What is B7? No, it's easy, right? What is this P7? Cancer cell says, love me?
Yeah.
look at the picture. When there's no B7 is manufactured by cancer cell, then T cell does not kill, okay, cancer cell. Then B7 is finally manufactured.
Suicide note.
That's right. The cancer cell is requesting what? Would you please kill me? Why? That's right. I don't like this environment anymore. It used to be good for me, you know. Yeah. It used to be McDonald's was coming in and, you know, alcohol was coming in. And this guy was always angry, you know, worried, and it was a good environment for me to live. But somehow, I don't know what's happening. There's no more steak coming in anymore, okay? Yeah. You know, so I'm starving. This guy is not providing anything I like to have, okay? He quit smoking, there's no alcohol coming. This guy is all what? Casting all the burdens on the loving Jesus. And no more what? No more super radical oxygen. No fun to live here. So, cancer cell got the message. Because you guys are doing new start now. Isn't that interesting? See? Your lifestyle is most powerful message to the genes. Okay? No matter how much you say, oh, I wish cancer cell dies. I wish my T cell kills cancer cell. While you're saying that, smoking cigarette and, oh, I wish my T cell kills cancer. T cell ignores you. Why? Because in action, in reality, in your very life, you're killing T cell and you're simply wishing. So your wish, your conscious wish and your life has to what? Go along together, become one, then T cell gets the message. See? Yes. Okay. Isn't that interesting, right? So that's why we need to be honest. We need to be honest. Now, it is, however, very difficult to do what you say, what you preach, right? Hey, I am a preacher, right? I'm a teacher. I'm teaching. Can I live exactly the way I teach? Not by myself. My. Great, yes. Not by myself, that's right. You know. I say, please don't worry about this. Take all your burdens to a loving Jesus. Okay. You say all amen, but. Can I do that? Well, I find myself worrying, right? Now. Okay, my wish and my real life does not coincide together, right? What are you going to do? Then your T cell is confused. Whoa, what's the message, you know? Okay, that's why when you're trying to lose weight, okay, and you want to do the exercise. And if you say, so you're supposed to go to gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, okay? And you hate Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay? You say, is this Wednesday? Oh, boy, I gotta go to gym. Oh. then your fat cell inside your body says, what is it? She want to lose weight or not? See? Exactly the same thing happens. That's why a lot of people who are trying to lose weight, okay, and go to gym and huff and puff, okay, and they hate to do the exercise, and they grind their teeth, they count the time, how many minutes, you know. Then finally, okay, it's done. I go home. Do you know what T cell make a judgment? You know that? Do you know how your fat cell judges you? I don't think she really enjoys losing weight. Therefore, we fat gonna stay here. Yeah. So this we call hypocrisy. You do the exercise, but you really don't mean it, you know? This is, I call dualistic philosophy. You people do that a lot, as if our body and mind is what? Two separate entities, when it is not. It is one entity, you know that? Yeah. See? So this is what Satan did. You have the soul, you have the body. They are two different things. That's a total baloney, you know that? Yeah. Yeah. So everybody on earth are deeply ingrained into this dualistic thinking. Why? Because we say there's a soul. Soul. Soul does not what? Exist. What is soul, biblically speaking? My body plus what? Holy Spirit. Then it is soul. So, when you look at Sangni here, when Sangni did not have Holy Spirit, I was man. Then finally, the breath of life, the Holy Spirit came into me, then I become what? A living soul. So you're looking at a living soul. That's what the Bible says. Okay. But Satan says what? There's a soul somewhere else came into your body. When you die, soul will fly what? Where? From this kind of philosophy, everybody is doing what? Doing everything in terms of healing, right? Or losing weight. It's all based on what? Dualistic body-soul separation philosophy. See, that's why it is not working. Because when your gene is responding to the meaning, see, your gene gets totally confused. And you're doing exercise, and your gene says, why do you think we're doing exercise here? Because seems to me, hate to do exercise. We are one. See? We are one. That's why. When it is one, so it is atonement. In the Bible, we say atonement. Finally, two separate entities become what? One. That's what God wants to achieve in us. Yeah. See? Oneness. You know. Yes. So finally, we become one in ourselves. Then we have peace of mind. See? Wow. See? We are not conflicting each other. See? My exercise is my enjoyment, right? Yeah. It's not, I got to do the exercise to lose weight, but I hate to do the exercise. This is dualistic philosophy. Can you see that? This whole world is still very dualistic, you know that? Why? Because people don't know the Bible. They ignore biblical teaching. And they rather what? follow the dualistic philosophy which Satan created. Do you remember why Satan created dualistic philosophy? You forgot. Why Satan says that the soul, the immortal soul, has been there forever? Why? That's right. Satan wanted to deny the Creator. Satan wanted to deny he is a created being. See? That's why Satan created a wrong soul, which was never been there before. And the Bible says, whole being were what? Created by God. See? This is very important point. So, in our health messages, we have to what? We have to leave dualistic philosophy, right? And we have to come to the God's original truth, which teaches us what? We are all one. Right? So, now, so in terms of people are trying to lose weight, okay, and in this world, there's a lot of misunderstanding going on. Lots of people fast. Or, I don't want to use the word fasting. You know, they starve. Okay, fasting is quite a spiritual event, right? Yeah. But it is when you're simply trying to lose weight, I have to call that starving. Okay. And you know what? You want to lose weight, therefore you starve. In the meantime, you want to eat. Right? If you are fasting for spiritual reason, right, you don't have that conflict because you willingly fast and you are in prayer. You know, you don't really covet food, right? Yeah. But when you're in starvation, just simply to lose weight, then how much you wanna eat, right? Whenever ice cream cone comes up in the television, and I hit it. Do you know what happens if you do so? If you really, this ice cream, I cannot eat that. But you really want to eat that. When you really want to eat that, guess what happened in your body? When you really, really want to eat that ice cream cone which appeared on your television screen or on your magazine, you know, guess what happened in your body? There is a conditioned reflex happens in your body. See? What kind of conditioned reflex? Because whenever you ate ice cream cone before, you had what? Your body produced what? Insulin, right? Insulin was produced. Yeah. You know, okay, tell me, are you producing insulin as you are looking at the television screen and drooling upon it? Yes, same thing, really. Scientists proved this. So you didn't eat anything, but your body produced insulin. You know how terrible situation is this? No. And let me tell you another thing. There's some mystery is some people will use a fake sugar, like a NutraSweet, right? To lose weight, and yet they love ice cream, right? Yeah. But let's talk about fake sugar. When you drink something with the NutraSweet and you feel sweet, guess what's happening in your body? Yeah, your body produces insulin. Yes. Of course. Your body says what? Your brain says, oh, sugar coming. As far as your brain is concerned, this NutraSweet is sugar. See? Yeah. So brain calls long distance call to pancreas and the notifying pancreas to get ready. You know. Hey, hello. Yes, this is pancreas. Okay, yes, I am. Oh, sugar coming. So pancreas produce sugar. Insulin. So this is the first phase, insulin, this much. Then when sugar really comes, then they produce more insulin. The second curve, you know. Jam, sure, like this, okay. Yeah. So pancreas produce sugar for the preparation, and pancreas doesn't exactly know how much is coming, so they wait. Okay. Maybe about 15 seconds later, they get the sugar, and then as much as they need. Insulin is more produced, the second phase. And so pancreas got the message from the brain, so they produced insulin for the first phase, okay? Then they're getting ready, okay. 12 seconds, 14 seconds. 15 seconds, nothing's coming, you know. And 18 seconds, 20 seconds, pancreas calling back the brain long distance. Hello? Did you really say that sugar's coming? And brain says, yes, it didn't come yet. Pancreas says, are you crazy? See, look at this. There's a conflict between body and the brain. What a bad thing, you know. Dualism develops in lie. See, when you use fake, your body develops dualistic system. Your brain says one thing, your body says one thing. They cannot agree upon each other. See? That's what exactly what, according to Jesus says, the house divided. House divided. See? Upstairs, downstairs have a different ideas. See? So Jesus says what? House divided shall not stand. That's right. And that's why I tell you, we need to be honest in our mind. We need to be spiritually honest, or we need to be also biologically honest. We need to be nutritionally honest. See? That's why on this basis, I have a problem with the fake meat. Yeah. Because nothing wrong with the fake meat with nutrition, really. But it does not really promote pure what? Spiritual, biological honesty. Can you see the point? Yeah. So, so that's why it is very important to be honest, even biologically honest. That's what our health message is all about, actually. Okay. Now, if you repeat that, repeatedly you put NutraSweet into it, then the same thing going to happen again and again. Then eventually, your pancreas will not trust what your brain say. See? Wolf boy? Wolf boy? Yeah. So, later on, brain says, sugar coming. Pancreas says what? Forget it. I don't care. So pancreas become unresponsive. See? This is very interesting. Our body, our genes are very interesting. They require what? Honesty. See? That's why basically when we're telling lie to other people, we feel very uncomfortable and stressful. See? Why? Because our genes are created to respond properly to the honest message. See? Interesting, right? Now, God does not really require, God does not want you, God doesn't expect you to be totally perfect. The perfection is what? Basically impossible for us, right? How we imperfect being can become perfect, right? We're basically totally imperfect being. See? We are so imperfect, right? We cannot even live, what, 1,000 years? We cannot even live 100 years. How can we compete with God's perfection, right? No way. That's why Bible is so honest, you know? So Bible is, the perfect God is dealing with such an imperfect sinner. By what? By grace, isn't it? Yeah. By grace. Yeah. With the grace. So, the person like me standing before the public and teach something very important and very meaningful, and then I don't do according to the what I teach, then it is very stressful for me, you know that, subconsciously. You understand that? See? Yeah. But I don't really live up to that standard I'm teaching. Because the standard I'm teaching is very perfect standard, isn't it? Yeah. Like, if you overeat, you produce too much superoxide radical. If you overexercise, you produce too much superoxide radical. Okay? Yeah. Of course, stressful situation, of course. Yeah. And guess what? The Korean ladies here made the Korean noodle, you know. Boy, it was so spicy and so hot. But, and I ate, wow, this is very Korean. But you know what? I do have a Korean gene. You know what my Korean gene says? I like it. But my New Start gene says, don't eat. Right? So we have some, we have this conflicting, you know, a system built in us. So I followed my Korean gene tonight and I don't feel good with my stomach, right? See? And I didn't live up to my preaching. Right? Okay. What, was I honest? No, I wasn't. Am I honest? Yes, I am.
We forgive you.
See, yeah, yeah. Before George forgave me, Jesus already forgave me. See? Can you see the point, Herb? Yes. Yes. Yeah. See? Wow, that's right. It was Herbert's problem who didn't know that, see. Wow. See, Herbert asked me tonight, after the supper, he asked me, Dr. Lee, I have a question. What is it? What is holiness? What is holiness? You know? How would you answer that?
In heart.
in harmony with God. That's a good question, but you don't know what you're talking about. A good answer, you know. Yeah, yeah. See, we answer such a theoretic answer, you know. Yeah. You know, that answer is a good answer. It's a factually speaking, it's a correct answer. You know, but when you say it to somebody else, then it's the same as not didn't say anything. You know. In harmony with God. Then the other guy said, who didn't know that? You know? Who doesn't know that? Yeah. But Herbert is really asking me, what is holiness? See, he's a very sincere boy, right? Yes. Yeah. And I have to give you realistically sincere answer, right? I cannot just simply throw a theoretical answer, right? It sounds good, but he doesn't know what it is still, right? Herbert just says, well, wow, right? When I said, even before George forgave me, Jesus forgave me already. And Herbert says, wow. Do you know what was my answer to the holiness? Herb, when you listen, when you find out about God, right, which you did not know before, then you say, what? Wow. That's the moment you felt holiness. Amen. Amen, right? Yeah. Because holiness of God make me say, wow. Praise God. You know. That's right. See? It's so easy, but we make it so difficult being harmony with God. Yeah. Yeah. See, we need to begin to think simply, really. Real practical way. That's a Hebrew mind, you know that? Hebrew mind is so practical. Greek mind is what? So theoretical. Yeah. But we begin to worship the theoretical, right? Yeah. If you're being so theoretical, then they say, boy, he's so smart. Yeah. But in the Hebrew mind, it is so practical. You know, I have never answered to that question this way before. Tonight was the first time to Herbert I answered holiness that way. I have another answer for the holiness, but I didn't think it was fitting to Herbert. You know. And I had his answer too. Being in harmony with God. Perfect answer. But then Herbert will ask me a question again. What is being in harmony with God? So I don't want to give that kind of answer, right? Yeah. Yeah. I need to use his own what? Experience. His own moment of that critical experience. Yeah. Holiness. So, that the moment you sense the holiness is the moment you receive spark, isn't it? Right? Yeah. The moment you're empowered, right? And enlightened, you know. It is so interesting. And so, as I cannot be perfectly 100% honest to my life, you know, living up to my own preaching, right? How can I not be so stressful? Right? See? You know, but even though you cannot live up to the standard you know, you read, you preach. Wonderful thing is this. When you hear voice of God saying, Sang Li, you're not living up to what you're preaching. the moment I hear that voice, then I say what? You're right, O Lord. See? You're right. But you still love me, don't you? So I still trust His love. That trust, that faith is counted as perfection. Faith is counted as righteousness. That's what it means, right? Yeah. Romans chapter 4, right? Yeah. Yeah. See? You want to see Romans chapter 4? Yeah. So, now, let me put it this way. When you're trying to lose weight, okay? When you're trying to lose weight, and you hate to do the exercise, Romans chapter 4. When you hate to do the exercise, okay, listen to me first, okay? Then you know you shouldn't hate, right? But you cannot enjoy yet. How can you have your genes respond to that exercise to lose weight? That's right. Oh, God, I don't really enjoy doing exercise. I wish I could enjoy it. I need your help. Help me, Father. Then, even though you don't enjoy the exercise, God considers you as if you're enjoying exercise. Therefore, God will activate that gene to lose weight. See? Isn't that wonderful? See? So, this biblical principle, look at it. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, this is what it means is, he what? He does not live up to what? Up to his own standard, okay? And, but believes on him. Still he loves me though, right? Still God loves me anyway. Him who justifies the what? Ungodly. Isn't that beautiful? Herbert, look at this. But believes on him, on God. This is God, right? God does what? Justifies the what? Ungodly. Many people misunderstand God. Many people understand that God only justifies godly. That's not true, right? God justifies ungodly. And we need to know that kind of God, right? Yes, I know I am still ungodly, but because of His mercy, He justifies me. So we believe on Him who justifies ungodly. Then His faith is accounted for what? Righteousness. Whoop! Right? Wow. Isn't that a good news, right? Yes. Yeah. So, when you do the New Start program, when you go home, you cannot do as good as you are here, right? A lot of people say, I don't think I can get better because I don't do the New Start as good as I was at Paris home in Safford. Forget it. That's the what? That's a satanic system. That's a factually speaking, that's true, right? That's the fact, yeah. Because you are not doing as good as when you were at Safford. Right? Yeah. But even though that's the fact, is it truth? No. If, when you go home, even though all circumstances, you don't have a Susan at home, see? What are you going to do? Right? You don't have Richard at home. What are you going to do? Yeah. See? You don't have this kind of clean air, right? What are you going to do with it? See? So many patients become so what? So worried. Dr. Lee, I don't know. I don't know what to do with all this food. The air is not as good as Safford air. This and that. So I don't think I'm going to get better. No. Your gene does not function. Your gene functions according to the what? Meaning. Meaning is important. So, okay. Even though air is as good as, is not as good as what? Safford air, right? Even we don't have a Susan in the kitchen. Yeah. I'll do my best. Okay? I'll do my best. And yet, even though it's far less than when I was in Safford, in the retreat, I know God will help me. Amen. See, so we live by faith. That's why Paul says what? Righteous shall live by what? Faith. So we shall be healed by what? Faith. Not by the air. Not by the water. Not by the what? Yes. By faith. Even the environment, even the circumstances are not as good, not as perfect as. But God is still there, right?
Yeah.
Do you think God says, George, Lodi air is not as good as Safford air. You can't get better. Can God say that? What a stupid God, right? See? But we judge God as if God is doing like that. God is almighty, you know? Yes. Yeah. So that's what makes me happy. See? Because look, I cannot live very healthy lifestyle as you do, really. Because I'm getting on the airplane. You know how stressful, how much, according to the scientific study, how damaging the flight is, like a 12-hour flight, up and at what? 35,000 feet up above, there's lots of radiations, It's not healthy. Also, my time zone changes, all the time. It's very unhealthy, So Dr. Sangli says, I don't think I can be healthy because my time zone changes all the time. That means I am ignoring, right? The power of God. Yes. So even though I am living that kind of unhealthy lifestyle, I didn't mean to be unhealthy, right? I still mean to be healthier than anybody else, right? And I know God will help me.
Amen.
See, by faith we're healthy. That does not mean that you get rid of your brown rice or whole wheat bread. Then you are thinking dualistically, right? Yeah. See. See how wonderful message. See. So it's not just the Bible what the Paul says in Romans chapter 4. It is pervasive. It is what? It should be applied to every aspect of our lifestyle, this principle, see? Faith principle. Yeah. So, I am actually amazed about my own health, How can I be this healthy? I'll be going to Korea Sunday morning, right? And then I'll do about, 12-day seminar there with the Korean ministers. And then I have to go to Australia. After Australia, I have to come back to Korea and do the seminar. Then I have to come back to Portland, Oregon, then Dallas. And traveling. Time zone changes all the time. Yeah. But I feel still energetic.
Amen.
Yeah. Why? Because it is meaningful. The meaning is there, right?
Yes.
Meaning is there. See? Is meaning is power. See? If I am doing this just to make money, I keep on saying, I have to get on the airplane again. If I don't do it, I'm not going to make money, Then I'll be sick. Even though I eat the same food, do the same exercise. Right? The most important thing is meaning. Yes, it is meaningful. So, if you think you're doing New Start program just to lower your blood pressure, it's meaningless New Start, Yeah. And I think the true purpose of New Start is what? Being one, finally being one with what? God. Yeah. The way God programmed me, I want to be that way. That's my freedom, right? That's my ultimate freedom I have to recapture, which I lost. Yeah. How wonderful, meaningful New Start then, right? That's why it is sort of spiritually damaging, okay? Damaging that we eat like a sort of fake meat, So I sometimes tell, when I go to camp meeting, I tell the people this way, When you invited Jesus to the dinner and you cooked all this, veggie links, looking like a hot dog, and Jesus says, smells good. Then you say, oh, Jesus, by the way, this is vegetarian, We don't eat meat, period. Do you know what Jesus will do? Guess how? What Jesus will do?
Start crying.
No. Jesus will say, let me try. Boy, this really tastes like a real hot dog. If you like this, why don't you eat the real hot dog? Jesus will never condemn you. Never condemn you. No. If Sang Ni is Jesus, I'll say this. Don't you think you're doing well with the health messages? Huh? You're dishonest. I'll condemn them right away. But Jesus will never. See? So Jesus, But Jesus loves you, no matter what. See? Yeah. But Jesus wishes you to be what? Spiritually, biologically honest. Jesus does not, it's not the Jesus issue whether it is meat or not meat. Ultimate spiritual what? Honesty is issue to the Jesus. See? But it is a pity that we are at that level. Many of us are. See? So we are not really spiritually discerning our health message. Our health message is a spiritual message. But we think our health message is a flesh message, so we deal with them with a flesh idea. We don't deal with the spiritual things spiritually. So, so this is the way we need to be so honest. It's very what? Very much important to your health, right? Yes. So it is all one. See? So even though you don't want to do, you don't enjoy the exercise and you just simply push yourself to do the exercise, it's not healthy. See? That's why you do not achieve. So many times you do the exercise, you know, many times you starve while you want to eat so much. Do you know, like in your fat cell, inside, scientists thought the fat cell was a dumb cell, actually. They don't do anything important. They're not clever. But they're finding out even fat cells are very clever. Why? They have the gene. See? They have an interesting program in the gene. Well, let me show you that. Okay, let me draw a picture of fat cell. And this is mine. Okay. And what's so funny? Okay. And here's the nucleus. And here's the gene. And this gene, scientists called leptin gene. Leptin. Lept means thin. Thin, okay? And IN means substance. So thinning substance. Okay. And we didn't know this. This is a very, really new finding. Okay. So if your fat cell produces leptin, then you don't get fat. The most obese people have a problem with the leptin gene. This leptin gene is not active enough. So therefore, they are not producing sufficient amount of leptin. What leptin does is what? To get the fat in the fat cell out. Push them out to be burned as an energy source. Okay? But many obese people, somehow leptin gene is not working properly. It's inactivated. Like when I used to be very thin, pitifully thin, really. I'm still kind of thin, but I was very thin. That means what? I could not keep fat in my fat cells. Do you know why? And I don't want to get into all the detail, but because of very stressful situation, when I was 3, 4, 5 years old, it was extremely stressful situation. I developed diarrhea, the chronic diarrhea. That means what? The chronic sort of irritable colon kind of diarrhea after diarrhea after diarrhea. Whenever I eat, I have diarrhea. And my parents did not know why. We didn't have any idea about stress at that time. So my parents took me to the Oriental, you know, because the other doctors just can't stop the diarrhea. And nothing works. So finally, they took me to Oriental doctor, and they gave me what? acupuncture. Can you imagine? 3-4 years old boy receiving acupuncture treatment. You know, they're pushing what? Needle into... More stressful! I have more diarrhea. Okay. You know, so diarrhea becoming a habit. And I was doing diarrhea all the time. So, I have no reserve, right? Why? Because everything I ate was out. So that's why my system cannot absorb what I ate. So therefore, my fat cell should not store anything, right? So that's why my leptin gene is so active, whatever stored, it has to what? Send out to be used as what? Energy source. Because of my constant diarrhea. See? I think now finally my leptin gene says, we don't need to work that hard, right? Yeah. Why? Because my stress level went down. My diarrhea stopped. See? You know when my diarrhea stopped? When I finally began, when I finally got baptized, you know, and now I have God. Before I knew God, you know, I never went to Korea. Do you know why? It was so disgusting. Whenever I go to Korea, everything disgusts me. Yeah. After I become a Christian, then I said, you know what? I came to America, and I was so angry, about my own country, you know, because of the system, you know, and because you have to be in a good what, famous family number one, you have to be rich and wealthy, you have to be what, from powerful family. The background is so important, you know, so. People meet you, they immediately look behind you. What's behind? I like America because, you know, in this country, it's far less than what we do in Korea. See? No matter what kind of background you have, they look at you, right? They evaluate you as you are. This is fair, right? But I wasn't coming from such a good family. My family was not wealthy. You know, I found out my future is what? Not very good. I said, forget this country, you know. I'm going to America. So I consciously hate it. You know, then when I have my children, I warn them, if you speak Korean, I'm going to punish you. We will be American, okay? So that's why my children don't speak Korean. You know, it's too bad. But what a mistake I made. And so after I become a Christian, finally I realized Koreans are also my brothers and sisters in God anyway, right? Finally, God changed my mind. Finally, I readmit that Korea is my home country. What a peace, right? Before I knew God, being Korean was a stress. And meeting every Korean was stressful. I hated the Korean patient come to my office, you know. What a nerd, right? I was getting stressed everything about Korea, you know. Yeah. You know, last year, when Korea held this, what, the World Cup, right? Soccer game, you know. I felt so wonderful. Why? Because, you know, I said, love created meaning, right? Love creates meaning. If I was still not a Christian and not knowing God, therefore, I still hate Korea, I have no more love with my home country. No matter whether they win or lose in the World Cup soccer game, it doesn't matter with me. Mm-hmm. I could not enjoy that. But praise God, He recovered my love to Korea, right? Mm-hmm. Therefore, I had so much endorphin with the soccer games, you know. See, love creates meaning. Yes. And I realized again, yes, love. You gotta love to have everything meaningful. You know? You cannot be disgusted. If you get constantly disgusted, you become so lonely. You know? So lonely. So that's why whenever you get disgusted, you have to know it is your pride, that empty pride which doesn't do any good to you. Okay? Yeah. And so, then why in obese people this leptin gene is not active? See? Why they are quiet? They don't produce leptin. First of all, people never do the exercise. When you don't do the exercise, where is this going to go? It needs to be what? Stored in the fat cell, right? All the calories. When you finally do the exercise, then you need to have a leptin produced, right? So you can send some fat out to be used as an energy source. You know? And that's one. So that's why you need to do the exercise, but you need to what? Rejoice doing exercise. If you don't rejoice, at least what? You need to pray to God to be able to what? Rejoice. See, that's why we need God. See? That's why you need God. And then, second condition, if you keep on starving yourself, you know what leptin gene think in the fat cell? This is famine. Famine. When famine comes, what happens? Whenever the economy is going down, everybody, they spend more, spend less. They spend less. They want to keep, they want to save, right? For the future. So they spend much less. Exactly same thing happens for the fat cell when you do the dieting. Don't do the dieting, okay? Yeah. And so when you fast, when you starve yourself, leptin says, oops, we gotta keep our fat, right? Then leptin becomes so, what do you call it, miser? Yeah, and it spends very little, minimum spending. In the meantime, you what? You bring in more than before, right? That's why it is so stupid to do the dieting, okay? You know, when you're trying to control your weight only by eating, then you begin to develop love-hate relationship with the food. You know, you love to eat, but you hate to eat. You hate to eat, but you love to eat. This kind of what? Extreme discrepancies, okay? Which is extremely stressful. See? Then your gene don't know what to do. You know. Go this way or that way, right? It is such a conflicting meaning. See, you're living with. See? That's why New Start is best to lose weight. Why? Because eat happily and what? Exercise happily. Then Jean said, wow, wow. If you have a love-hate relationship with the food, then sometimes it becomes very terrible, see? Because you look at the food, you want to eat, you hate the food. You want to eat and you hate it. then you keep on avoiding food, keep on avoiding food. As you avoid food, your desire to eat become what? Stronger and stronger. At certain point, it finally explodes. Then you gobble up. Then you're so scared, you know. You know, Satan does really wonderful things. After you gobble up, then you get on what? Okay. Even though you only ate, like what? Only ate 2 pounds of the food. And you feel like you gained 20 pounds. This is what Satan does, you know. And so, when you get on the weight scale, you only gain 2 pounds after eating. Yet when you look at the mirror, you look like a 20 pound bigger, you know. Which one woman trust?
The mirror.
Mirror, yeah. That's the problem. Because women are feeling people, right? So feeling is more important than number. Yeah. Then they're so scared, you know, then they have to what? Throw up, right? Yes. This is what's going on among young ladies, see? Eugenia probably knows some of her friends do that, right? Yes. It's so sad, you know. We need to be happy doing everything. Now, can you see why we need to be happy, right? Happy to eat, happy to what? Exercise. See? Yeah. If you do the exercise just to lose weight, even though you hate to do the exercise, anything you do, your system, which is what? God's system, does not allow to be forced, right? God's system does not want to be forced. God's system wants to be free in love.
Yeah.
See? But when we try to achieve something, we do not leave our body free. We force. See? There's always going to be side effect. See? So that's why it does not work. So that's why, you know, then eventually people develop bulimia, right? Then anorexia. It becomes worse and worse and worse. So, it is, first of all, you should not focus on weight, right? You should focus on what? Gene. If you focus on gene, then you know what gene like to have, right? What kind of treatment gene would like to receive, right? It is love, isn't it? And joy, see? Then everything becomes so simple. And so you do the new start, then your leptin gene says, you know what, there's no famine lately, right? This lady is now enjoying eating, enjoying exercise. But your gene still says what? But you never know. You never know. Maybe 3 months later, the famine will come again. You know. If you do the dieting, you lose weight, but you eventually gain more. Why? Leptin gene become miser and miser. Do you see the point? Yeah. So repeating dieting is really, really silly thing to do. Okay. But if you do the new stuff, you don't care about what? Weight anymore. Okay. And then, you know, sometimes in new start, sometimes people get frustrated. Why? Because in new start, sometimes people gain weight. You know that? But interesting thing is, the brassiere and the what? Pants got loosened a little bit, but they gained weight. Guess why? Muscles gained. Fat is light. muscle is what? Heavier. If you gain a little bit muscle, much heavier than a lot of fat loss, right? So let's say you lost 5 pounds of fat, but you gained a little bit of muscle that weighs what? Let's say you lost 2 pounds of fat and you gained 3 pounds of muscle, which is not much, right? All over. It doesn't affect your size at all. But because of 3 pounds loss of what? Loss of fat affects your size a little, right? So your size seems to be shrunk, but you're heavier. You know. That means you gain more muscle than you lost fat, right? That's excellent news, you know? That's good news. You know? That's very desirable because you have more muscle, and by doing more exercise, you'll have more mitochondria, right? And as you manufacture more mitochondria, then you're going to be what? More, better burning muscle, right? So when you begin to do the new start, you're only four cylinder, you only have a four cylinder engine, only four mitochondria. But after doing new start, you now become a V8 engine, right? More mitochondria. Then, even while you're sleeping, you're losing more weight than before. See? Why? Because now you have more engine, right? You'll burn more fuel, right? So it's simple. Simple. So it is, when you follow the truth, it's so simple. Okay. But when you're trying to do yourself by starving, by your own willpower, I wish I could eat, but I don't want to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to lose my... It doesn't work that way. God's creation does not work by forcing. Okay? Yes. So it is very, very important concept. Okay? So that's why... Do not force yourself to be faithful to God, really. Even in spiritual principle. There's so many people, yes, God, I will obey. I will do anything you want me to say. Then you become afraid of God. Instead of what? Falling in love with God. So, last night we talked about we go back to Matthew 19. I have to conclude last night's talk. Okay. Matthew 19. Oh, it is a Roma. Yeah. Hello, Matthew. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh, okay? Therefore, what God has joined together, let not men separate, okay? And I know last night, some of you insist that your marriage is arranged by God, right? Yeah. And Well, to me, I don't know what percentage of marriage really God really joined you together. I don't know, really. I'm not so sure about that. I married twice so far, and I hope this is the end of marriage, the last marriage. But even second marriage, I admit that it's I did it rather than God did it. See? Yeah. And why? Because already we had a several fight. You know, at one time it was very serious. I felt like I forget it. So that means this marriage has not been what? Joined by God. Because if God did it, you shouldn't be feeling that way, right? So, now, when I am being asked to be a wedding, No, not best man. I cannot be best man. Man.
Preside wedding.
Okay, and so I have to give message to in front of people and this new couple, a bride and bridegroom. And you know what? I honestly do not want to say that you are joined by God, really. Because first of all, I don't know them very well. Okay? How can I say God joined you together? How do I know? So therefore, I'm not going to say that. Okay? And also, I know most likely they joined themselves. Probability is that extremely high, So therefore, I don't want to use name of God in vain, right? I refuse that. So whenever somebody asks me to be a wedding master or wedding, and then I warn them, say, okay, I'm not gonna say even though you guys are Christian and I'm a Christian. I'm not going to say that God joined you guys. Okay. Are you ready for that? And they say, if they say yes, then I will do, Because I don't want to say what I don't know, Or also, I don't want to say what I doubt, Yeah. I really doubt them that they are joined by God, together. And I admit that my marriage is really due to what? My attraction. Really, I was very attracted. And yet, I don't know that attraction was really, really God originated or not, Or it's my own gene, You never know. So that's why I'm humbly, stepping back that, okay, I did it, We did it together. And so you know what I say to them? I do not know this bride, and bridegroom, right? Are marrying, this marriage is God arranged. And most likely it is not. I say this, Then you know what I say? Maybe tonight you'll find out God did not. Maybe tomorrow morning you'll find out. But most likely, after 1 week, you'll find out. It wasn't what? God, it was you. Okay. But I hope your marriage become the true marriage that God joined you together. This is the beginning of the God's work. See? Even though you matched yourself wrong way, it was not really God's will. God will try very hard to join you together, become one. Okay? When you begin to feel like, I should divorce this woman, or I should divorce this man. That's when you invite God into marriage. Okay? Then both of you, or even one of you, go on to knee, right? Your knee, and pray desperately. Oh God, I hate this woman. I made a mistake. You know? And please marry me again. By your power of Holy Spirit. Can you make me love this person again? See? When God changes your heart, when God gives you now, your love, your humane love has been completely what? Depleted. That's when God can give you His love to love her or to love him. And then when you found that love, when you received that love, and that, then you decided to come together again. That's when God joined you together. Okay. From that point on, you'll never think about divorce again. See? Because you hit the bottom. You saw the worst. You have no love for each other. Therefore, you asked God desperately. Because if God does not give me love, I cannot live with this woman anymore. See? Right? That's when finally God joins you together. I hope your marriage today achieves that. You know? I hope both of you eventually invite God to marry you again. So this time, it looked like this Dr. Sang Ni is marrying you, but this is not true marriage yet. When you become desperate and you ask for God to come into marriage, let God become your wedding master someday in the future. If they accept that, then I'll do. I preached that many times. I never seen yet any couple who hate that message. I hope, I know they're honest couples, see? So, so let me give you my own experience, because I know this by my own experience. And you know, it's when your spouse have what affair, okay, it is extremely difficult, you know. And I had that experience, see, and my ex-wife left me and met another man. As I hear that, I was furious, you know, angry. I hate it, you know. And whenever I hear her name, I felt like, you know, it felt so dirty and so on, you know, disgusted. And yet, I'm a Christian. I have to love her back, you know? But I have no love for her. See? And they lived together, okay? 5 years passed. You know, after long enough time, right? They developed their own problem, right? No question about that. All this initial passion fades away, right? And then she figured the original husband was better, right? Yeah. Okay. So she decided to come back. But I wasn't sure. what I could handle her. See? I was sure, really. And I was still angry, you know? And I hate. I couldn't resolve that, even though I am a Christian. And I was keep on praying, but God did not resolve that. I said, oh God, when? When you gonna give me peace of mind and I don't hate her anymore? See? You know, at that time, she sometimes visit our children at home from Korea, come about twice a year, you know, stays about a week each time and go back to Korea. And at that, during that time, I'm dying, you know, because whenever I see her car came, you know, parked in front of my house, I am raging, you know. I felt like just, you know, do something bad, you know. And then I pray in the car, oh God, help me, help me. Why? If I show my angry face and coming, stepping into the house, while my children are so happy with mommy, how would my children would feel, right? My children would feel so what? So bad for me, right? Yeah. And I know I have to smile for my children at least. Not for her sake, but for my children's sake. Right? See? So I pray and pray and pray, please put a smile upon my face. Put a smile upon my... Ah, you know how difficult it is. So I prayed and prayed, okay, God, I trust you. Put a smile upon my face. Then I get out the car and open the door, step in, and I see my children happy with the mom, you know. And I say, hi, how are you doing? You know, it was only successful for 3 seconds. When 3 seconds is over, my anger comes back. Then I have to quickly run away to upstairs. Really. I don't want to stay there. Yeah, I got to do something. I go upstairs. I'm angry. Oh. And I pray again. Oh Lord, when I go downstairs, put another smile upon me. I exercise that a lot. I couldn't get rid of anger, you know, and hatred. And finally she says she's coming back. I said, what? So she says, if you don't accept me, I'll divorce you. Here's the paper. So she was, this is the ultimatum, you know. Nobody talked about divorce yet, you know. And, wow. And my children seems to be very happy that mommy decided to come back. Oh boy, you know. But can I sleep with her in the same bed? No. No way. I'll have a goosebump, you know. And she says, please make a decision. I wish I could come back. It was so difficult. According to my own feeling, it's definitely no. But for my children, what? I have to accept her back. What a conflict. But if I accept her back just for my children, without resolving my own heart, boy, it's going to create a huge problem again. Mm-hmm. You know, can woman stand that? No, I know that. So she'll leave eventually again, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then my children will be traumatized again. So I thought it's rather not accept her at this time, right? just go on as it is. But that's not acceptable because my children are so happy. You know, the only way is Jesus' way. To accept with a new love. You know, in Psalm 51, David says, "Oh God, create in me new heart." I decide to pray for that. You know, so I said, wait. So I got into my study and I prayed, "Create in me new heart. The new heart which has love for her." Okay. As you know, God, I have nothing for her. Only thing I have for her is what? The opposite. Anger, hatred, resentment. You know. Clean that up and create in me new heart, O God. And that's why I understand Psalm 51, what David really means. Because I prayed the same prayer. And I really prayed. You know. Then I came back. She had, what, a little dinette, right? And we faced together with the divorce paper in between us. And she says, "Did you make a decision?" I said, "Wait. What am I waiting for? New heart." New heart. See? A new heart is not coming. Not coming. I said, "God, please. Please, hurry up. We don't have much time. Hurry up. It's not coming." And, okay, I figured, you know, God wants me to divorce. Because he's not giving me a new heart. So I finally said, "Then, would you sign this paper?" I said, "Yes." It was a decisive yes. Okay. And as I said yes, she shook. I guess she never expected that, you know. She really wanted to come back. But I made my decision, yes. The moment I said yes, she shook. Then she got into prayer. I haven't seen her praying that sincerely. Spontaneously. I don't know what she was praying for, right? But I felt I should pray again while she's praying. So I was going to sign the paper, then I dropped the pen, I prayed. Then I opened my eyes, I look at her. What a beautiful woman. I have a new heart. So we stood up, we hugged each other. I don't know whether she had a new heart, you know, but I know I had a new heart. Really. Yeah. I was happy, you know. So we reunited that moment. I was happy. That's why I know God can do that, something so impossible. He did that for me. You know that? Yeah. And I was happy and my children happy. And now I can sleep with her. You know? No more goosebumps. Okay? Yeah. And wow! He is almighty powerful God. You know, he changed me totally. Wow! That's the first time after I be, you know, that was about 6 years after I become a Christian. That was the first time I ever really experienced how powerful he is in me. Mm-hmm. He changed me, which was totally impossible. for me to do. He did it. I think from that point on, I think I really become a Christian who really begin to what? Depend upon His power. And that impacted a lot in my New Start program, because that really changed my philosophy too. Because now I know who God is. Yeah, He did it, you know. That's why, you know, Herbert and I was talking, you know. Herbert keep on saying, why God is allowing me to have this terrible time, you know. See, if I didn't have that terrible time, I didn't experience that, right? This wonderful turning point, right? So I said, Herbert, you have a difficult time because someday you and I have to work together to help other people, you know. Yeah. Right? Because then Herbert knows the power of God. If Herbert was a goody-goody-goody boy all the time, how does he know how powerful God is, you know, who worked inside him, right? Right? When Herbert finally experienced, yes, God changed me, God healed me, then he can minister, right? Amen. He can witness, and he can be powerful, right?
Amen.
Yeah. That's why. So God has a purpose, Herbert, you know? Praise the Lord, that's right. Yeah, yes. See? Yeah. That's why. That's why that happened to me. That's why I learned how powerful God is. I was so angry. He saved me from that anger. See? He saved me from Satan. He saved me from my self-destruction. See? Wow. You know what? So, we called our in-laws in Korea. We're together. We're happy. You know what? My in-laws in Korea could not believe that. You know why? Because according to their concept, I should never accept her back. They know what their daughters have done, right? It is sounds like what lie, some kind of scheme, you know. They couldn't believe it. They didn't believe it. They say, we will come to see. Then after we see, then if it is real, then we'll believe. So I said, come, please. When they come, they found a different son-in-law. The son-in-law who was arrogant, proud, wasn't that kind to, you know, in-laws, you know, now. And he never came into kitchen to help his wife. When they came, they saw this son-in-law is washing dishes for her daughter. They're shocked. You know what they said? Son, it's not you, right? I said, it's not me, that's correct. It's Jesus you believe in. Yes. You know what my in-law says? We want to know Jesus. Amen. Who changed you. Who changed you so also made you accept my daughter. I said, of course. Let's do the Bible study. So they got baptized, both of them. See? Praise the Lord. See, God has that kind of purpose. See? God saved them, both of them, too. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? See? So, God can join you together, right? Yes. And the rest of story, I don't want to get into that, okay? And that's when I get really old. And someday I write about it, you know. But I lived a wonderful, difficult life. It was very difficult, but I do not regret it. It was wonderful. It created wonderful memory. I hope all of you experience, right? This wonderful memory is formed with this difficult time. Okay? Yes. Even though this time may be difficult for you, right? But I have no question that God will form. God will give you wonderful memory as you get through this difficult time by holding His hand. Amen? Yes. Praise God. Yes. I know that the Peter, you know, will begin new journey, right? And because Peter had a difficult time, right? And Peter will venture into what? A new life. And you never know where God gonna lead Peter, right? And it looked like Peter will be a very good friend with God someday, right? Yes. So, you never know. Don't say tough time is tough time, right? Tough time is here. But God will definitely turn this tough time around a very happy time. Not just a happy time, but a happy Peter, happy Herbert, right? Praise God. Yes. Yeah. Let's pray. Dear loving Father, Satan is giving us such a difficult times, tortures and persecutions and tribulations, Father. But in all this difficulty, you are being patient. You still love us even though we have doubt in you. Even though we misunderstand you. Even though we become afraid of you. Even though we leave you. You do not give up on us, Father. Father, please. As you did to your servant in Babylonian time, the Daniel's three friends had difficult time in the furnace, which is seven times hotter. Yet you come into the furnace together. And you hold their hands and made them dance in the fire. Oh, Father, we are all in the furnace right now. It's hotter than seven times. Seven times hotter than usual. Please come into each one of us live and hold a hand and let us dance with you, Father. When finally time comes, Satan will give up. Then we'll find out we're happier than before, Father. And we are healthier than before. You are a wonderful God. Please let us expect to experience this wonderful transformation you are going to cause upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Okay, cast all your burdens. Yeah. Hand upon hand. Yeah. Okay.